What'd you like about Tyrell?
Once again, we're going to stick with our theme as big offensive lineman. He's a big mauler type guard, can gain movement. We just love his power, his strength. This guy's played against some of the top competition, played the Senior Bowl. We followed him. Just another big guard for us.
He's pretty experienced too, right?
Yeah, another guy that's played for a while. Yep.
Offensive lineman of the year in the Big 12. So like you mentioned, the level of competition, you know, fared pretty well against it. It obviously must be.
Right. And I mean, sometimes I know I was joking about best guy on the board, but this was another guy that we all really liked the whole year. I mean, he fits what we're looking for in terms of size, strength.
Did his play this past year, you know, meet your expectations? Because it seemed like he may have been projected a little bit higher coming into this season than where he ended up.
Right. I think what happened a little bit at the Senior Bowl during the week, he may have not had the best practices and stuff like that. But when the game was on, he came right back and played like he's capable of. And maybe that turned some people away, but we're not afraid of him.
Played in a really up-tempo offense at Baylor, right? Is that kind of an upside for you?
Oh, yeah, right. So he's experienced just getting up and down on the ball, yep.
Jim, in your opinion, does Cyril have long-range starting potential?
Well, yeah, we don't draft guys to be backups. We want guys to compete and challenge to start.
In your experience and what you've seen from him, when is the earliest you think he can push?
Well, I think that's how quickly he comes in and picks things up. I mean, that's hard for a lot of guys, but if he comes in and picks things up, he has ability. Guys like him play in the NFL and start.
You mentioned it at the top. It just seems to be a recurring theme. These guys are all huge. I mean, that's just what you're looking for.
That's it. We're going to keep going big.
Can you give us your thoughts on the running back position now that it's changed here in the last couple hours?
Right. Well, I'll talk about Bryce as a player. I'm going to let Coach handle the dynamic of the position. But Bryce Brown as a player, I mean, he coming out of high school even. I mean, I remember watching him at Tennessee. He was unbelievable as a freshman. Had some problems, went to Kansas State. Eagles got him in the 7th round. They gave him the ball a little bit in 2012, and you could see some real ability. This guy has size, speed. He's an explosive playmaker. For whatever reason, we got the deal done, but, I mean, we're excited.
There's been some reports that this is a deal that you guys have been working on for quite a while, not just today. Is that accurate?
That's accurate, yeah. Yeah, we like they have reached out to us about him before, and we reached back, but never could find the right deal, but got done.
Obviously, his speed. Mm-hmm. Remember what your time to make?
I'd have to go back and look. He was a low 4.4 guy, I think, for a 220-pound back.
And then, ball security. What do you think?
That was the issue in 2012. Last year, he was clean.
So the Eagles, do they, just so we can maybe describe how it happens, are you pleasantly surprised when you get a call from the Eagles when it began?
Mm-hmm.
He was available?
Yeah.
I
would say we are. Yeah. Yeah, we're happy with that.
How important was it to come into this weekend to address a running back, whether it be through trade or in the draft? Was it a priority?
I can't say. No, it was not. I wouldn't say it was a priority. I mean, we're just trying to stick with what we think the best player is to help our team.
How is his hands? What do you think about
his hands? Are good. Yeah, he can be used out of the backfield, and we hopefully get some special teams out of him too.